I'd be in fucking HR. Right? Am I wrong? If I would have said that back to her, describing her nose the way she described my nose,
I'd
be in HR.
Yeah.
It's fucking double standard, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, like...
You said society is putting standards on different...
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, okay, my friend Levi, he's got big lips.
Yeah.
And women like big lips. So I don't understand how that saying someone has big lips is racist. He's a white guy, but he has really big lips. And, like, every girl I've ever noticed, like, I set up, like, through my, like, tennis friends. He's, like, banging, like, a couple of tennis friends. And they all say, like, one thing, he's got really nice lips, you know?
Yeah, there's, like, real nice lips, then there's bigger lips.
He has, like, big fucking lips. Like, we're all thin-lipped in here. Everyone here thin-lipped compared to my friend Levi.
Let's see him. Bring him up. Let's see these lips.
I don't have a picture of my friend Levi.
Okay, I need proof.
I need to see these lips.
I need evidence.
No, he has some big lips.
Black lightning?
Oh, that seems like probably what we're talking about.
A little black lightning,
movie action going on here.
You want to finish that Dahmer movie?
I feel like it already ends.
Were you in here watching that last night? Yeah. Were you in here watching that
last night? No, we were on Jumanji, I think, when he left.
That bullshit. Black Panther?
Blacker Panther?
Blacker Panther?
Infinity War up there already.
Where's it at?
Right there, right next to John Wick. To the left.
Oh, what the fuck? I didn't even know what the fuck that was. There ain't no links for that shit, though. No,
definitely not.
When's that shit come out? Next month?
27th, I think.
Yeah, it's funny. My friend has a record. 2 wins, 1 loss. 0 draws. He's a fighter. Try to find a picture of my
feet. Man, is this probably swollen for being punched in the face?
Nah, that was like one of the things, like, every woman, like, I'd be at a bar and say, like, oh my god, I love your lips, they're so thick. They're so, like,
meaty. What the fuck is eye kill?
So meaty.
What is it?
Go back up. Next to Birdman?
City's the other one.
Eye kill giants?
I don't know.
I don't like how YouTube takes views down, because he had a fucking sick ass video where he fought at 170. He's really thick. He's like, he probably walked around 210. He cut down to 170. He's a wrestler. He did like a flying armbar. And,
can't find it?
I can't find it. It was in the...
Well, YouTube took your video down, too. I'm not happy about that.
I didn't think someone else did.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Fuck YouTube.
Dude, he's punching this dude, right?
What was your video of?
What is... Damn, X-Men Dark Phoenix that's coming out in 2019 link up here. I didn't even know that was a movie.
Well, so this dude's punching him, right?
Yeah.
This dude's uppercut him. Like... In the first, like, 3-4, it was like supposed to be the quickest submission ever in like Tough Enough history. Not quick, it's not.
Yeah.
He like just grabs it and drops it out.
Yeah.
He's like,
nice.
While he's getting hit in the face, he grabs his off arm and does that. Like, what the fuck? He wasn't much of a fighter, actually. He's just more of a jiu-jitsu guy. Those big lips couldn't take punches.
Yeah.
They'd swell up and he couldn't see.
Oh, he wasn't a fighter kid, but he brought up something, and then literally the next day it was on their podcast. Remember when you were talking about the origins of Cracker?
Yeah.
That shit was on the podcast today.
Oh, was it?
Cracking the Whip?
Cracking the Whip.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. And, you know, Calvin called bullshit, though. He's like, honestly.
I thought maybe it was because crackers are white.
Did they looked it up, though?
Yeah, they looked it up. The Urban Dictionary. It was with Aubrey, but whatever.
What
other
word you said?
Honky.
No.
Ofe.
What is it?
Ofe is old school racist word.
Ofe?
Ofe.
What's it mean?
That's white person. You ever watch Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher is like dating the black girl?
Bernie Mac or whatever?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
When the grandfather started going racist names back and forth? Honky, Cracker, Flat Ass, Ofe.
Oh man, no.
Yeah.
The fuck is an
Ofe? Ofe.
Toy Story. Cut.
I don't want to cry. It's so emotional, those goddamn toys.
Southpaw, is that any good?
It wasn't terrible.
Okay.
Want to watch it?
No. Frozen.
I'd rather watch Frozen. I mean, Frozen's a good one. So we want to fight it, but I'd rather watch what's the one? Is it Warrior or whatever?
Oh, with Tom Hardy?
Yeah. too terrible.
Ofay. It's O-F-A-Y. An offensive term for a white person used by black people.
I mean, like, is there like a
reason?
Meaning of it? Is it, or is it just like, that's the racist
1925
term?
Era, oh, circa.
American Pie?
I'll get you as food so you can eat my ass.
Of unknown origin. So it's just one of those things that it's out there.
Yeah, this is out.
I'm not au fait with it.
Spider-Man 3, the worst Spider-Man ever.
I don't know. The one with Jamie Foxx is pretty bad. The Incredibles, dope movie.
It is dope. Where is my super suit? Why is this, do we have no other good movies? Or am I just going, I've gone too far.
I think you're on like page 19 for so movies.
This is what I'm most proud
of. Look how long it's taking you to scroll back up to the top.
Yeah, I went down deep. Oh, deep.
You went deep. You're about to bust all over.
So this is a thing, dude? Like, busting. Guys are trying to be like me? Like, young guys? Trying to have gray hair?
Trying to be like
that's
you.
A thing? I've actually seen that before. I'm like,
yeah.
Perplexed. I'm like, dude, you're like 25 years old. You have gray hair.
But you can clearly tell their hair is different than your hair.
I don't know. Gray's gray.
No, not that gray.
Yeah, my gray. My hair sucks.
Did you like Blade Runner? Is that any good?
I heard it was garbage.
Oh, okay.
Blade Runner?
The new one.
Oh, man. You guys know all kinds of technology. It's not on Hulu or Netflix yet. I don't know.
Children of the Corn?
What about the father figures? Did we try to see that one?
You think they made one called Children of the Porn?
Father figures? Wait, that's a different picture than was up there yesterday.
Yeah, because wasn't it just them two?
Yeah, who the fuck are all these other people in it? It looked cool with just them two.
Ving Rhames.
Yeah, now I don't like it as much. And that's the one football guy, Terry Bradshaw, top right, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, it looks like him. It might not be. It's Photoshop.
It's a goofy white dude.
Those Insidious movies freaked me out.
Deion told me to watch that one. That which All one? The Money in the World.
All the Money, where's that at?
The very top, the very first one.
What's it about?
Something about they kidnapped this dude's grandson, and he's like, how much money would you...
Oh, because he like
it back.
Yeah,
whatever. He's like, nah, I don't want it back. Fucked him.
Yeah,
and they start like.
But the kid like set it up himself though too, right?
I don't know. Like he was like, oh, they fucking do all this shit to him. I was like, oh,
that sounds like a plot from Horrible Bosses too. All right,
that's okay.
Right. You just need the plot from Horrible Bosses too.
Okay, that's the top front runner. Let's see what else we got. Ooh, Petting.
Like, how much would you really give? Like, ooh, you're asking a little too much. Can we negotiate?
The Outsider. Who is that?
Yeah,
Jared Leto.
Yeah, it's Leto.
Okay.
Like what? Say someone did kidnap your kid. Would you be like, dude, look at my kid? Obviously, he's not worth $1 million. Like, look at him. You have him right there.
In the cup. In the what's the cup on? Cup's on the water bottle.
It's not on water. Does it have to be that specific cup?
A cup.
Okay. Mute.
Did you watch Born Strong?
What is it?
About powerlifting. Did you watch that yet?
It's about hospital reviews.
It's Eddie Hall, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
But not okay, just Eddie Hall. Eddie Hall isn't
fucking,
it.
He was a fucking swimmer.
Oh, I watched the different one. I watched the one that was like Eddie something.
Yeah, Eddie Strongman or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you see when Eddie Hall was young? He was a fucking swimmer, competitive, like almost went to the Olympics.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I did see.
And they're skinny as shit when they're swimmers. They're not. That shows you what calories and steroids will do for you.
Yeah, that's what it shows them, like, eat.
Is that Dave's movie? The Breadwinner.
What?
The breadwinner.
The breadwinner.
All right. So, Born Strong is a good one. It also has all of them. Like, all of them talk about them competing in, like, the Arnold Classic and stuff.
If you... I don't want to get off, like, kind of like judgmental, but...
No, you?
Thor... What? No, let's think about this. Thor weighs 430 pounds, right?
Yeah.
There's a Polish dude that's 195 that deadlifts 900 pounds. So, 200 pounds off of Thor. To me, that's more impressive.
Yeah.
Someone like you deadlifting 900 pounds is more impressive or way smaller than we are. You know? 190 is not a huge man. So with half the displacement.
No, I agree.
It's like when you see like a Ferrari, you're like, oh wow, cool, it's a Ferrari. But when you see Honda 4-banger that produces 1100 horsepower, that's, wow, that's crazy, you know? It was a Polish show. I was watching a video the other day. I was like, 930 pounds. I'm like, dude, that's like 200 pounds off of
food grams.
My friend Dave from the gym, 430 pounds, benches 500. That's not impressive.
Yeah.
Now, if you're 200 pounds benching 400, like my one friend, it's like 210 benches like 420. Okay. Eric Nixick. You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Troy's trainer. He benches 450. He's 195.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
You're 400 pounds, you bench 400. That's not impressive.
I agree.
I can bench 225. I weigh 225. That's not impressing anybody.
No one's impressed with us.
But I'm saying it's a lot of weight. When people see that much weight, they're impressed. It's like, oh my God, he's benching 450. But dude, weighs 450.
Oh, so good.
That's still one of his best works.
All male nude? Oh, all male, all nude. What do we have here?
Found a winner. Dave Chappelle.
Fucking so Chad. Yeah, what the fuck is Chad at? I, Tanya, when we talked about that the other day.
We were talking about that, yeah.
Did you watch Three Billboards?
No. It just didn't look like I'd be into it.
Then it's a weird movie. It's... Yeah, stay away from me.
Okay.
It was good though. You would like that movie, Three Billboards. It's called this one.
Oh, right. I think I heard about that.
It's fucking good. This is a movie you would like. You. Yeah, so much.
The fuck does that mean? Huh?
It's not up your alley, sir.
The Dave Chappelle last one he did, I heard a couple clips of it. I was like, dude, how is this fucking not offending people? Like, one of his was like, I want to live in a world where
awesome documentary
white people get shot as much as black people. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are we talking about this? Like, that's not appropriate.
Oh, that was Chris Rock's.
Was it?
That was Rock's.
Okay, yeah, that was.
Because I was even watching Chris Rock's last one. Did you see Chris Rock's?
I thought it was Chris Rock. And like, yeah. I think Joe Rogan was talking about it.
Did it as his last one.
Right? Like, where kids, little white kids are getting shot up like black kids. I'm like, well, they don't live in the same environment. Unfortunately,
I was just not feeling his at all. I was like, what the fuck? I was just not feeling Rock. I think like he
turned into like almost a race baiter in that one.
It's like he was just weird.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Well, race baiting was hot. It's what's hot now in the street. You know?
It's hot in the streets.
You can't sell nothing unless it's a, you know, a racial issue. All 12 right. Unarmed white like guys got shot last week. Who gives a shit?
Those are our two options. The top one or fucking fitness fanatics. Born Strong.
Oh, have you seen the show, by the way? White Famous?
No, it's on HBO, right?
Yes.
I have not seen it.
That's funny. You might like that.
So, have you watched The Babysitter?
No.
Not good.
Okay. Justice League, I have not seen that, but I've heard shitty things.
We can watch it, though.
Have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it.
It just looks so shitty. I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah, they kind of throw everything together, but I mean, it's superheroes. I don't get mad at them.
I just like Batman, though. I don't like the rest of them.
God, I really feel like, what's his name? He's a good Batman. Am I the only one feeling that way with Affleck?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, I feel like he's getting a lot of shit. He's fucking phenomenal.
He's fucking good.
It's hard to compare to Christian Bale. Batman. I thought the first Batman. I was watching some of the old Batmans the other day.
Oh, yeah, with Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton was good.
Michael Keaton was fucking amazing, man.
Well, his acting when he wasn't Batman was good. That's what I'm saying. Like, his personality.
That's what, like
He played a convincing rich dude. Like, other ones didn't seem like they were, like... Like, he seems classy. Does that make any sense or not?
Yeah, no, Keaton, yeah. That's why even Brian Callen said you cast for Bruce Wayne, you don't cast for Batman. Because, like, anyone could be... You put the suit on, anyone could be Batman, but to be Bruce Wayne is a tough one.
Let's watch that game
over. And I didn't think Christian Bale was because he was built like a Batman.
Wait, you already watched it. There's too many dicks in there. We can't have dick and balls rolling around in here. If you didn't watch it, I'd throw it on, though. I'd risk it. All right, Justice League. What do you want? Justice League, Born Strong.
You picked it. You're at the helm.
Like, do you remember the scene where one of the Batmans, where Christian Bale, like, goes in the hotel, like, he has two girls in the fountain, and he's like, guy comes over, he's like, oh, I'm thinking about buying the place.
Yeah.
Well, that's something Bruce Wayne would never do because he's humble about his money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he played a good...
Yeah, because that one...
He played a good Batman. I love the Batman character.
Yeah.
I
didn't like his bat suit that much,
though. Sounds so geeky for me to say that. What the fuck is wrong with me?
No, because even, like, Michael Keaton was perfect because, like, when he goes in that room, like, he's eating with her, he's like, I've never been in this room before. Like, I'm just so rich. Like, there's shit here. Like, I'm not an asshole about it. Like,
do you remember, like, when he had to pass the salt?
Yeah.
He, like, walks into the salt.
What is this room? He's like, I don't know. I've never been in this room
before. And that's how you'd be if, like, you're that rich.
Yeah.
Why is this table so long?
Yeah, because he wasn't being like a dick. Even when the one guy was like in the room with Mickey Mouse.
The statues.
King of the Wicker People. Yeah. And he walks in, he's like, oh, no, I got it from so-and-so. Like, but he wasn't being a dick either.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to watch Batman.
That was a great Batman.
It's a good
and
Batman.
The Joker, I think that was the best Joker ever.
I still think what's-his-name Joker might be better. Nicholson was strong, but... Because what's-his-name was such a sociopath in it, though.
Yeah, oh. Heath Ledger, dude. He's killed it.
Well, the scene when he like had that pencil.
Oh, that was fucking
bam.
Yeah.
And it disappeared. I can make this pencil disappear, right? Yeah. And it goes into the nasal cavity.
Did you tell him about the Batman comparison to your dispatcher?
That was Bane.
I said, he's like, I'm like, he's like a super unathletic Bane because he's still kind of wheezy, just like how he was.
Hold on. Have you seen him without his little thing on?
His vest?
His vest?
Harry has to be like super envious of that gun. It's like one time while I was standing in the urinal, I saw Sill. I was like, motherfucker. Harry has to look at that gun and be like, holy shit. He's the king of the gut people.
What? Rick has gun?
Dude, Harry? It's fucking massive.
Is that Harry though?
Is this
Harry?
Is this a ball, huh?
No, it's... He puts Harry... He'd probably make Harry feel insecure. Harry put a shirt on. If he pulled that shit. Yeah. It's terrible.
I want to see them both playing out the pool now.
But I think Harry's would just kind of flatten out. But
like,
I think...
Like Brickner's would eclipse.
Just kind of flop over. I think it would flop over. Those dudes in the fire department have a big gut.
Get Harry's would flop or Brick's would flop?
I think Brickner would... I think if Harry's on his back, I think it would flatten out.
Okay.
I think Harry or Brickner's would just flop over.
Like the dorsal fin on a whale that's been in captivity.
Like,
yes.
Like you're comparing titties. Like,
yeah.
There was a dude in the fire department, right?
Yeah.
That fell asleep on the couch and his whole gut was hanging over, right? And while he was sleeping, like his gut was, shirt was obviously way up here because his gut was so big. It was like a bra. So I snuck underneath him with like Sharpies and started like, we're writing dicks and stuff on his gut while he's sleeping because he fell asleep. Like,
yeah.
After a fire. You know, military, they sleep hard. So I'm writing dicks and guts and I'm a fag and like, maybe 10 people rode on his belly. And he got up, pulled his fucking shirt down and didn't get pissed till the next day when he saw it. That's how fat he was.
Because he probably didn't realize it.
Yeah, because like all underneath the belly.
Yeah.
He went to wash it, was like, what the fuck?
I'm a fag. What?
Here we go. My friend Dahmer, we can finish it.
No, fuck you.
Let there be light.
Phil can watch it. You want to watch it, Phil?
Is that the one Josh was
on? Yep, of course you're going to love it.
Oh, Kickboxer Retaliation.
Oh, is it Batista in that?
What? Lego the Flash.
Oh, oh. Film stars don't die. I want to watch Batman now, I'm not going to lie.
The original old school Batman?
I mean, I don't care.
Which one are we thinking? Batman Begins? Michael Keaton Batman?
I don't like Batman Begins, though.
How do you like the first one?
Story's whack.
Oh, with the Joker one, though?
Yeah. Wanna do that?
Yeah, what's the one called? Dark Knight?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight?
Just Dark Knight,
is
right?
Here?
What the fucking worst? Dark Knight is here?
I'm just gonna type Batman and see what happens.
Dark Knight, just see what happens.
No, go Batman.
Yeah, but Batman's not... Is it in the title of every movie?
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Who's the one with Chris O'Donnell as Robin?
I'm so glad it was little when it came out. That shit was cool to me.
That shit was cool shit to me. I remember going to a drive-in and watching it.
Oh, Batman.
Just like Alicia Silverstone too? Shit.
Oh, yeah, she could definitely get it.
Oh, back in the day? Absolutely. Alright, 1989, here we go. Let's just go through all of them.
This is the 66. Look at this Batman. Shit. They don't look like he likes boys at all.
Is that Adam West?
Yeah. Yeah, I trust my young son to run around in spandex with him. As
Batman Ninja?
I'm sorry, excuse me, sir?
Batman Ninja.
Oh, man. Is it that? Do we even have a link for that?
Bat 2018 Batman Ninja.
I'm trying to write the Batman. The other one was just a weird one, though. I couldn't get into it.
Batman, along with a number of allies, adversaries, find himself transplanted from modern Gotham to feudal Japan.
Okay, I can't watch this. I'm sorry. I can't do time travel. I'm like Ronda Rousey. I'm sorry, excuse me, sir? Back in time?
Cunt.
This Harley Quinn one was so inappropriate.
That one, really? Sexual cartoon?
Dude. Oh, was it Robin? Was it Robin with her or Batman? Like, dude, yeah. She gets on the bed, like, jumps on him, like, someone walks in the room, is like, oh, like, nothing going on. Like, you can clearly tell, like, they're hooking up. They go to, like, a strip club. I was like, what the fuck am my niece wanting? I'm like, I don't think she should be watching this. Like, you don't mean
we
to
should watch it.
It was so stupid, too. It was just, it was shitty and inappropriate.
Batman vs. Superman, horrible movie.
Yep, that was terrible.
Murder.
There's
a lot, dude.
Batman Strange Days? What the? Oh,
oh
man.
Like, weird.
Did you ever watch this one, Under the Red Hood? This one was a good one.
No.
That was a good one. What's the...
Under the Red Hood, huh?
Yeah.
Batman Beyond, that was a good show.
What was the one, the animated series, the one I used to watch?
That was animated, wasn't it? Batman Beyond?
It was animated, but like, there was the animated series one.
Oh, with what's his face as the Joker, right?
Yes,
dude from Star Wars.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See, I know some shit.
Holy shit, dude! They ain't fucking around with Batman on
Batman
this.
Batman is popping. A Gotham fairy tale.
What the fuck?
That sounds sexy.
I got some stuff to be doing this weekend. I got time for fucking
Fuck the gym.
You getting Batman 2017?
That sounds like a Chinese knockoff.
I kind of like the sound of it though.
Begin Batman.
Dark Knight Rises was...
Lego Batman was fucking hilarious.
It was good. It was funny. But it wasn't as good as the Lego movie itself was
hotter. Yeah, no, the Lego... Yeah, granted.
Everything is awesome.
Dark Knight Rises? No, that's... Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one with...
I think so. With the Joker.
What's the other one then? What's the third one?
2012.
The Dark Knight... Sorry. I don't... 2012, though.
I don't think that's it, though.
But is it?
The Dark Knight is 2008.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, you're right. Just
Batman and Friends 2014? What? Are we in this?
Batman and Dracula? Fuck yeah.
What the fuck? Batman Unmasked 2008? What the fuck is going on with Batman?
Dude, Batman pumps out hits.
He don't fuck. We're coming back to this. I want to see what else we got going on there. Riddle me this. Why this? 95?
Jim Carrey.
The Death of Batman? Oh, Batman versus Terminator?
I played that game, that Telltale series thing. That's pretty good.
Which one?
That's a game. I don't know what the fuck the movie is. The far last one.
Telltale series. One. Look at Batman versus Terminator, though.
Ooh. I feel like that's his bootleg. Darth Vader? Oh, what's fucking... Put one of those on. Let's just watch it.
Let's just see what happens. Batman travels to the Death Star in the most epic episode of
Star Wars. Fucking play it. Fucking play it.
Please have a link. Please, Jesus, have a link.
This is some shiny stuff.
Come on, baby. Daddy needs a link.
Come on.
You
can do it.
Too good to be true.
You can do it. I will find you on YouTube.
Yeah, if it's not here, I'm definitely YouTubing the fuck out of this.
Come on.
I don't think we're linking it up.
Damn it.
What a fucking dick tease. We'll try the Terminator one, though. See? This is a newer version. 2016.
You gotta have that.
Come on. Okay, I just like the declination
already. In stop motion.
Come on, give Daddy a link.
In stop motion, though? Isn't that the shit they do with Clay?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Probably had something.
Clearly, these are not functional.
The Dream. Batman versus Arrow? Okay.
Gay Batman Forever? Yep, playing that one. Come on, give me a link on this one. Can the Diamonds all the difference for the villains of Gotham?
What?
I think this is going to be a porn, but I'm going to play
anybody's Oh, God.
What's this even on here?
Oh, man. I'm going to breathe gay Batman. Phil, look at the title.
Oh, my goodness.
At the top.
Damn. Forever, too.
Forever.
Forever.
Not just put the forever part in the face. He's gay Batman forever.
The good ones have links.
He's a happy Batman.
Look at the Joker.
He looks like he's going to fuck you with his nose.
Oh, he's doing something else. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. The Dark Knight, First Night. That's a fucking tongue twister.
Yeah, see, this is the anime series, this one here.
Oh, okay. The Batman cookie. Okay. Lego Batman versus Superman. I feel like there's a bunch of kids playing with that. Batmania.
Dark Justice.
Black Star and the... I can't think. Black Star, 1979. Phil, you watch that?
Look at this one.
Samurai. Is it like an Indian film?
Turkish. Turkish Batman and Robin.
Ignoring Commissioner Gordon. Wow. Look, this is a bootleg watch. It says Commissioner Gordon type. Like, they can't even say Commissioner Gordon. It's Commissioner Gordon type.
Oh, man. This is great. Well, this has made my day, seeing all these Batman movies out and about.
We just found a new podcast. I am recording this, by the way.
Oh, man, I kind of hope so.
Obscure Batman trivia.
Okay, this is my last try, then we'll go watch the regular movie, I swear.
Riddle me this. Why is Batman Forever? New director.
Let's see Jim Carrey there. It makes me happy.
I think it's just... Is it going to be like behind the scenes thing?
Maybe.
Come on.
Yeah, this one 95. That's when it came out, right?
Sure. I feel like that's right. I don't know.
Well, let's check with Gay Batman Forever. And when that drops, we should be able to figure out the time frame from there. That Joker was so gay. Oh, man. God damn it. Oh, here we go. On to the regular movie now. It's not going to be the same after I know that there's a gay.
It's a gay version of this, no?
Somewhere out there in the world.
The Dark Knight. Oh, the gay Dark Knight Rises? Get it? Rises? Oh, shit. Man. There shit. You go. This is a whole new world. I don't think this shit's working at all.
What the hell's going on? Are we even on the internet?
Fucking technology. Oh, there we go.
Alright, just gonna take some insight. We'll stop the recording.
Oh, good lord.